Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Today, New Orleans native Cindy Small recounts her day at an estate sale in the Big Easy.
During a frigid, damp Saturday morning, my close friend picked me up for what she called the greatest estate sale on earth. It appeared the family holding the sale was very wealthy. Neighborhood, a few easy blocks away, and so why not? I was ordered to bring as many tote bags as my shoulders could carry, plus bubble wrap and more totes knotted around my waist. For God's sake, treasures a family held dear for generations were waiting? Hot coffee in a mug, heavy on sugar for energy. We arrive early, and our ticket says lucky number 16 in a crowd that reached over 100. Waiting until the door opened, observing the yellow brick mansion outside as I shivered in gloves, hat, and Arctic coat, voodoo vibes clearly whispered to me, this was the big one. I held that number 16 ticket like a 24-carat diamond. It's 10 minutes to opening time. I notice a woman with ticket number 49 in back of me. What? My teeth are getting sharp. I'm going to blow myself up like a rooster if she breaks in the line and comes near me. Suddenly, a few people broke in the line, pole-vaulted toward a short, stout woman, full-on makeup, and known to own a furniture shop in the downtown area of my town. Her minions quickly ran to her, whispered in her ear, she gave directions, and they fled the room. They were told in advance where all the treasures were located and to race in each room like their hair was on fire. My teeth have become sharper. My friend appointed my role as the pit bull. I was authorized to perch on a large floral, peach-colored Chippendale-style chair, cabriole legs with ball and claw feet, stationed inside of the front door, a most dangerous spot. My so-called friend's function was to speed race to each and every room inside said huge mansion, and every few minutes run toward me with arms full of treasures. My job, take said treasures and stuff them gingerly all around me in the upholstery of chair and underneath my feet. Glares are icy. If things become dicey, I was to build a barricade of books around me as a wall to hide our stash. Sweat beads covered my forehead. The front door opened, and another set of 20 people entered. I could feel the crystal candelabra near my back sticking in my L4 and L5 spine. If a size 13 foot appeared near my feet, I was on the ready to yell, "Sold!" Fierce and unafraid was I. The house was in full throttle being emptied. Ahead of me were steps leading down from the second floor. Amazing how many towels, sheets, bedspreads, and curtains one human could carry. A woman wrapped herself in a king-sized bedspread like a body bag and rolled downwards. No injuries. That bedspread was body armor for her. Furniture, china, jewelry, dust collectors, clenched in fists, marched down the stairs, impulse buyers. Normally, one would carry around an item until they are ready to pay. Not here. People hauled items twice their weight in fear of losing the treasure. Twisted back? Who cares? Bruises? Worth it. No one is thinking about how to get six high-back chairs into a Honda Civic. Or how about an entire shelf of books when your car is parked 2 miles away? Throw caution to the wind. Ownership of the treasure is what counts. It's been 3 hours. My friend had scoured the attic, basement, pool room, all closets, and hidey holes. Worn out, I am now more aggressive about our treasures. People want my stuff. They want the art I am balancing underneath my legs. They want the chair I'm sitting on, regardless of the sold sign I attached. Always bring post-it notes saying sold. You'll thank me for that tip. I'm still on that peach-colored chair, and my friend stands in line 2 more hours to check out. I'm at a point where I'm dreaming of a dumpster or decorating ICU minimalist in my own home. I need a Bloody Mary, heavy on the vodka, and a nap. We arrive back home in 2 stuffed cars and peruse our stash. We are now the proud owners of things that a stranger we never met held near and dear, but we also take pride in becoming the new owners. Hopefully, the next owners of our homes won't have to work so hard, or better yet, we can take photos of said items and pre-package them in advance. But now, they are all ours, and there is nothing but pure excitement in our hearts.
Decatur resident Cindy Small grew up in New Orleans and loves telling stories from her life there. You can hear Cindy's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and you can also explore the whole Sundial archive while you're there. And join us again next Monday morning at 9 for another episode of Sundial here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.